frustration,
pain,
sickness,
barrenness,
disease,
recession,
lack,
poverty,
failure,
despair.
Darkness shall cover the earth,
gross darkness the people,
but the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee.
So cheer up, rejoice.
Your change has come.
God sent forth his word,
and that word healed them
and delivered them from all their destruction.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into God's healing and restoring word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Make sure you are praying. Hold hands with someone. Make sure you are praying. Legete baruto sodo prelege de balada balada bos. Zatos ke parus kalabrandis kalabria shada balada bolos. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray one more prayer point. I'd like you to ask the Lord to meet every single one of your needs tonight. It's a year of signs and wonders. Lift your voice. Say, Father, every single petition, every single need, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they are turned to testimonies tonight. Shabado kato sada brake de balada bosh. Rekete paroda sada balada balakata fradas kelebaria kata. Jekotos kabarundas kabaria kata frada balada bosh. We receive by faith. We receive by faith. We receive by faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is a God that doeth wonders, and he will do mighty things in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you prophesy to two or three people that God is about to do mighty things in your life? Mean it from your heart. God is about to do mighty things in your life. Don't be surprised when you see your life changing. Don't be surprised when you see doors opening. Don't be surprised when you encounter new anointings. God bless you. Please be seated. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. This is our first miracle service for 2018. Hallelujah. We're going to put our hands together again. Let the devils know we're back again. Back again. Back again. Miracles, back again. Breakthroughs, back again. Signs and wonders, back again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. I'm excited in my spirit because I know that God will change someone's life. It never tires me to hear the testimonies of the hand of God over the lives of people. Sometimes it's just like day and night. And God did it. And God wiped my tears. And God took away cancer. And God took away this infirmity. And God forced a wicked man to respond to me. And God did this and that. The God that doeth wonders. A wonder is a miracle with a message in it. You see that? Yes. When your miracle does not have a message, it's not a wonder. There must be a message in it. It's a statement. Like Julius Berger built a house and writes there, B. When you see it, you are not confused. You see the level of the architecture. Then they tell you they are the one. So God does certain things in your life and puts his signature and says, I am the God that doeth wonders. That's what will happen to you tonight. In the name of Jesus. There's a lot to do tonight. I will just admonish us very quickly. I'm not really preaching. I just want to communicate a few things that the Lord put in my spirit. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. The more I seek to understand God, the more I align to understand his ways, I'm amazed at the things that I discover about God, alongside the reasons why we seldom see magnificent dimensions of his power and his grace. And I am humbled and forced to admit that God is a good God, and there is something really wrong with our understanding of him. Hallelujah. And this is one of the keys that I want to share with us. There's a separate series coming that will deal with this, but then the Lord just has one question for us tonight, written in our requests, written upon the tablets of our hearts, are several needs and miracles that we trust the Lord to bring. Some of us healing miracles, some of us are here to encounter higher levels of grace. Some of us are trusting God for influence, prosperity, access to revelation, breakthroughs, all kinds of things. And there's a very simple question. Can God trust you? This is my admonishment tonight. Can God trust you? It looks like a very simple statement, very basic. But this is the reason why many people may never be granted access to the deep things of God. Can God trust you? Matthew 25. Let's read from verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his ability, and straightway he took his journey. And he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and dug in the earth, and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Same thing happened with the second person. And then let's go to 24. Then he that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not spread. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast what is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful, or other versions say unfaithful servant. Thou knowest that I reap where I soweth not and gather where I have not sown or spread. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with interest. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him that had 10 talents. The last verse. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he that have abundance, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he had. The There is so much I believe with all my heart that in this season the Lord wants to reveal and commit to his body. Please listen. The Lord wants to commit new and greater dimensions of the anointing. The Lord wants to commit higher and superior levels of influence. The Lord wants to commit access. The Lord wants to commit prosperity like never before. But there is one question. Can God trust me? Can God trust you? It's always been a question of trust, not his ability. Trust. Can God trust you with the anointing that you seek? Can God trust you with the level of increase and access? Can God trust you with classified spiritual information? Can you be a faithful steward of the mysteries of the kingdom? Are we together? Can God trust you with the children you are trusting that he gives you? Can God trust you with the ministry that you desire that he gives you? Can God trust you with the increase? You know, many times we don't think about these things. All we want is, God, give me. Lord, you have to answer me. Wipe my tears. Change my story. You see a lot of people saying, Lord, give me money. Give me prosperity. And I can imagine the Lord looking from heaven. Can I trust you? Are we together? God never trusts people he has not tested. God does not trust you by faith. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Notice that in this parable, the Bible says, when you read from verse 14, it says that there was a man. That man was obviously a wealthy man, and the man had assets, had possessions, etc. And then the Bible says that he had three servants, three workers. Notice, now the Bible does not give us the details of how he recruited them, but it was very clear from the context of this scripture that he had been watching them. Is that true? And the Bible says that on the strength of his observation, he gave unto one 5 talents, he gave unto one 2 talents, he gave unto one talent. Notice how correct he was by the results that were produced. He had been watching them. There was a day he gave them certain things and he observed their stewardship. And he now gave one 5 talents, 2 talents, and did not supervise them. He left. And then the Bible says, after a long time, he came back to find out which of them still had a sense of stewardship. And the Bible says 2 out of the 3, one had multiplied and kept good stewardship of what he was given. Same thing with the other. And there was an angry, greedy, jealous, and unserious one who really deserved one. In fact, deserved none. True? He was waiting in anger for the master to come. Observe many things wrong with this guy. He was irresponsible. He was not willing to learn because the other 2 were his colleagues. He would have easily met them and said, what did you do with the 5 and 2? He had access to people who had results. Are we together? So you wouldn't say that the mentor was not there, but there were people. All of them were trained by the same person, meaning he was not a listener. There was something about his arrogance that was becoming glaring. I'm sure he was offended for being committed one. You see that? And then when the master came, he said, Mr. 5 talents, what have you done? He said, this is what I've done. I have multiplied your estate. I've multiplied your assets. The other person with the 2, the same thing. And then he said, how about you? He said, I've been waiting for you. Now you will hear from me. I know you are a hard man. I know it from the lecture. I know it from the way you don't like me. I know it from the way you shut me down when I try to interrupt you as you talk. And so I thought that it would be a waste of time to pay attention to you. Anyway, just to let you know, I didn't lose anything. Here's what you gave me. You sow seeds, not talents. You see that? And he dug it in the earth and gave the man. And the man said, you are a wicked and unprofitable servant. He said, at least if you could not produce the result yourself, why don't you give those who can produce it? Are you seeing? You did not, your problem was not your inability to produce result, it was your pride. You would have handed it to someone who could produce the result, and I would have credited it that you were a humble person, though ignorant. You were both ignorant and arrogant. Are we together? Trust. There are so many people, listen, you know, we live in a society where we admire results, and results are wonderful. But if you've been in this house for a long time, you know that God has taught us to observe how results come, not just to celebrate the appearance of results. There are men of God who want the anointing. There are so many people who want. I think one of the major problems of people now is this money thing. Prosperity, finances, money. Oh God, arise. Oh God, give money. Oh God, wipe our tears. And God says, look, there is nothing wrong with my abundance. You have a problem with your country, not me. You see that? And then God is asking a question to everyone listening. Can I trust you? Can I trust you to be a faithful steward with my people? There are men of God who want crowds. We celebrate crowds. We want God to. Can I trust you to burden yourself and meet them at the point of their needs? I want expansion in ministry. Can I trust you to sustain capacity enough to deliver at all times? Lord, connect me to great people. Can I trust you with access to their information? Listen, this is a very powerful message. Very powerful. Can God trust you with money? Can God trust you with men? Can God trust you with influence? Can God trust you with the anointing? These are the priceless commodities that make for great men. Can God trust you? God has tested people with the anointing and they made a mess of it. God trusted people with money, they made a mess of it. God trusted people with information, they made a mess of it. There are many destinies today. Some of our loved ones, sadly, who would never be where they were if they knew how to be trusted with information. God brought them to men and women of influence, and they abused the privilege of access and did not know how to keep information. Other people, anointings. God brought them the anointing and they did not find out how the anointing remains. They were more passionate about, let me tell you something. Success, just like the anointing and any other thing, the easiest part of it is the arrival. The maintenance of anything given by God is harder than the reception. Are we together? The hardest part of, the easiest part of prosperity is the arrival of resources. Maintaining it takes a lot of discipline. Maintaining the anointing, the glory of God upon your life, maintaining influence, maintaining relationships, all of these priceless things. The simple question God is asking us tonight is, can I trust you? Can I trust you with the answers to your requests? Can I trust you? Lord, I want admission. Can I trust your heart when you get admission? Lord, I want a job. The brother came and shared about his job, and when he mentioned the amount, people were clapping. Can God trust you? I must be a millionaire. That's not the issue. Can God trust you? God gave you 30,000. You struggled for 1 month to pay your tithe. And God says, you see this? I love you too much to increase you so that it does not destroy you. Are we together? I shared it, I think it was last week, that it was a statement I heard from a man of God, and the Lord reminded me again in my place of retreat that there are certain people who cannot be trusted with deep spiritual things because they have not built capacity to manage the contentions in the spirit that come along with that level. There are levels of prosperity that when God gives you, the kinds of attack that comes, your prayer life, your word life, and your spiritual stability cannot accommodate that level of lifting. So God's withdrawal of it is an act of his love for you. Are we together? The Bible says an heir, as long as he's a child, he said, differeth not from a slave. There is no difference, but he's under tutors and governors who mentor him until the time appointed for him to come into the fullness of sonship. So the question is, I watch people, and truly speaking, sometimes I can feel the burden of God's frustration, if I use that word, while I minister to people, because I know that their desires will not be answered. It's a very difficult thing as a man of God to pray for someone you already know the prayer will not be answered, and yet you cannot tell the person because of this key, that the individuals have not sustained the ability to be trusted with that level of grace. There are men of God who desire superior levels of the anointing. Almost every week you see me leave this place, maybe past 12. I've had a week long of activities, just returning to Mzari and right here, have another conference, you know, and all of that. Can you be that much of a servant when God gives you the anointing? Or will you now begin to merchandise the anointing and say, you know that I'm busy and all of that. Those who have money, join this queue. Those who are still trusting God, join the other one. Can God trust you? Is God speaking to anyone? Man of God, I want to be able to see in the spirit and hear in the spirit and then do what with the information? That's my question. What happens when God grants you access to the deep secrets of people? Do you have the psychological stability to sit under such classified information and be quiet? I want to become a great man of God. What do you do as you counsel people? As they open up their life, deep secrets that sometimes even as couples they do not know, even as family members, informations that only the individual and God and you being the next, do you have the fortitude to be silent in the midst of plenty? Are we together? Let's be honest with ourselves and not turn God into a fool. This trust is one of the greatest keys to seeing the outstretched arm of God. There are people who cannot be trusted with certain levels of revelation. Can you be trusted with such depth of the prophetic and be in a meeting and you are seeing everything, and then they give you a mic and then you can just come up and pray for 1 minute, and regardless of what you are seeing, you drop the mic back and sit down? There is always that itch. I want to sit down, but look, I'm seeing something. Now, we will now add that carelessness to the revelation and make it look like it's the Holy Spirit that is controlling all. The only thing he's sponsoring is the revelation. It is your flesh that is adding the lack of stability. But because you are flowing in the Spirit, supposedly, everybody thinks it's the Holy Spirit that is responsible for all of the outcome. Can you be trusted? We need the anointing, but can you be trusted? Lord, I want my own house. I'm tired of rent. Can you be trusted with maintaining it as God's house? Lord, I want to be a kingdom financier. And then God says, you have 110,000, empty it. And he said, I cast that voice. It can't be God. Abba. Something that I've saved for how many months, and God says, and you are mentioning 100 million with no respect. You want to die? It's amazing how we do not think about the cost dimensions of the things we desire from God. We want it. Do you know why we want it? Because we hope that by acquiring things, it will change people's perceptions about us. So you are wearing a nice suit, we are wearing a nice this, so it will make someone look at you and respect you. No. Things were never supposed to be the basis of our confidence. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, not the value in his bank account, not the hair, not the shoe, not the clothes. My simple question before we begin to pray is, can God trust you? If you cannot answer this question tonight, then you deserve to go on a retreat. Hallelujah. There are so many families in need of children. The man is praying that God will give him a child, and you watch the way he's managing his wife. You watch the way he's managing the car. That's how you are going to manage a baby sent from heaven. And God says, no way. Can I trust you? You saw somebody's child and slapped the child as if, just because the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. It should not surprise you when a child is foolish. And you beat someone's child as if you are beating your age mate. And say, God, I'm waiting for my own. God says, no way. This is not how things come from heaven. You must be proven. Are we together? You are staying in another man's rented apartment. The water is leaking. You don't care because you say it's not my apartment. Is that true? Everything is spoiling and you don't care. I won't waste my money. And then the Lord is watching you, and you are there prophesying and making a fool of yourself and saying, one day I will have my own and I will have tenants. Do you not know you are programming a harvest? And God says, for the sake of my mercy, I will keep you at this level until you qualify by being trustworthy. I have watched specific people enter certain dimensions they were not praying for simply because of trust. I repeat myself, brothers and sisters, can God trust you with the anointing? He got you filled with the Holy Spirit. You are wasting the ministry of the Holy Spirit already, and you want more power. You are not utilizing the person of the Holy Spirit. So what do you need the anointing for? Can you keep and maintain the anointing? Let me tell you, this anointing, you've heard me say it, the anointing is like a knife. There is a way you hold it. It can kill you, the holder of it. Are we together? Have you seen people use a knife and injure themselves by mistake? It wasn't the knife's fault. It was something about the way you held it. We desire the anointing, and God wants to commit it. But the question is, can we be trusted? Can you be sleeping and God wakes you and says, intercede for ABC for the next 3 hours, and your own prayer request is not there? Can you carry the anointing and have several challenges yourself, and God does not even allow you to pray for them? You are there praying for others. Do you have the fortitude to survive that? Hallelujah. We need the anointing in our lives, but can God trust us? How about influence? There are some of us who have lost precious people in our lives, not physical death. We've lost certain levels of influence because we could not manage it. The Bible says, listen carefully, it says that Joseph, when Joseph was granted access to become the prime minister, right? Paraphrasing that, he was wise in his dealings. He understood that he was not an Egyptian, and he made sure he kept attracting the favor of Pharaoh, to the point that Pharaoh gave gifts and said, go and give your father, ask them to come. Hallelujah. There are many people who pray for favor. The man of God prophesies favor to your life, and then let me have someone come. This brother is praying for favor. Are we together now? Please come, Pastor Femi. And he's praying, Lord, give me access to Pastor Femi. Please stand here. And this is this guy's prayer. And he's just praying. Then a man of God, standing representing the presence and the power of God, prophesies, may you find favor. And the Holy Spirit plays his own role by bringing you to a place of influence. See that? And now, this man is discussing with his fellows. And just because you have access through favor to listen to their conversations, you do not have the ability to keep yourself psychologically sound. You go around and say, these men are discussing 1 billion, 5 billion, and somebody says, which one? Let me go and beg him. Let me tell you what the foolish beggar would do. He says, sir, don't be offended. You see that man? He was discussing something that was attractive. Me, my own is just rent of 120. And he said, who told you? And he points at, he will give him the 120 and drive you. That beggar has replaced your position because of foolishness. The Holy Spirit answered your prayer. Lack of wisdom took you back to Egypt. Are we together now? There are people who sit among great people, come as an act of favor, and they hear people talking, discussing politics. God is blessing you. Instead of you to behave yourself wisely, I'm showing you how not trustworthy many people are. You listen to their conversations, and later on you now run your mouth and start saying, sorry sir, I don't know who you are, but sorry, this thing you are saying, the news, I don't know which newspaper you follow, but the one, not now, was it not EFCC that did this thing? And you are talking, even hitting the person on the chest. And then later they will tell you that person is the manager of what your father is looking for, a job, he's looking for a contract there. And the person will say, who brought this small boy into this place? They say, drive him and let him never come again. Prayer answered, foolishness reverses us back. I really, really want God to bless us. Are we together? I won't lie to you. If you are not trustworthy, there are certain things that will be far from you. Anointing, prosperity, relationships, influence. I have seen men of God who go to the churches of other people, and just because they have the anointing, they do not have that ability to maintain trust. You just move around and start speaking to everyone and say, stand up. You don't know which man of God is which. Stand up. You say, stand up. What am I seeing? You are this, are you this and that? And then you find out that this is an overseer somewhere. Probably they were considering inviting you, and your foolishness locks a door that would have granted you access to meet your destiny helpers. You must know how to behave yourself wisely. Signs and wonders is not just a charm that happens to people anyhow. There is a protocol. There is a system. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you be trusted with relationships? Can you be trusted with valuable relationships? Advantageous connections? Can God bring people of influence in your life, and then you don't become a parasite and a nuisance to them? Are we together now? Yes. I've had the privilege of meeting very wealthy and blessed people. God is my witness. I never, if we are in a restaurant with them, I pay for it, both myself and them. I will fight to make sure that I don't allow that. Let me tell you what many of us will do. We finish and say, Sahaba, you that you have this thing, me that, so your boys are struggling. And the man looks at you and says, this guy is not an advantage to me. Go. You see, demons don't just walk anyhow. They observe your weakness and build a fortification around it. If your weakness is lack of wisdom, that becomes their access point. You can be delivered, you can fall and rise. Our hearts are full of faith, but many believers, our heads are empty. There's no strategy, there is no wisdom. So we are full of faith, but we never rise strategically, or we cannot maintain our lifting. Can God trust you with relationships? Are we together? Can God trust you with influence? Influence. The ability to compel loyalty from people is a dangerous thing, to be influential. You know, there's a statement on easy lies the head that wears the crown. Listen very carefully. It's a miracle service. The miracle has already happened. Are we together? This that I'm giving you, maybe second to salvation, is one of the greatest miracles that is happening in this place this night. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand scripture. The system of God is something that we must study. Otherwise, we will keep mocking and flattering ourselves with one testimony today, never to have another one tomorrow. And you see, when your life is void of predictable results, you will be angry, you will be resentful, you will begin to hate people. You will look exactly like the man with one talent. Can God trust you with influence? You have access to people. You can say, Pastor Femi, go and remove this tie and bring it. And he says, yes sir, take. Gentleman, remove this your watch and give me. God said it, and he believes in the word of God upon you. Can you have the discipline to be shown his bank account and see 1 million and keep quiet? Not to say, sir, now that I've encouraged you, please encourage me too. And the man say, I don't have anything. He say, it's not true. You have 578,089 kobo. And best say, it's true. Now, that was not the Holy Ghost. The gift was from God. The use was from a mindset that has not been well constructed by God. Are we together? He gave unto them 5, 2, 1 according to their abilities. Then he collected from one that had one. I thought he would keep it to himself. The goal was never to keep it to himself. He gave the guy that now had 10 to have 11. Sometimes depletion in your life is not a message from Satan. Depletion in your life is a message from God to you that your stewardship is under attack. Are we together? When resources begin to deplete mysteriously, when relationships begin to deplete mysteriously, when influence begins to deplete mysteriously, it's not just a call to go and pray and bind. It's the time to pray inquiry prayers. Lord, what is going on? Why is it that I could call this woman yesterday and she would pick, but now I am calling her and she's saying, sorry, I'm in a meeting. Why am I mean the top 5 people who were channels of favor in my life are now too busy for me. It's a message. It's not just something. No, there must be a spirit. Oh God, I write it. Prayer point number 1, prayer point number 2. No, let's be intelligent in our approach. It is a message from God to you that you are, something is wrong with your stewardship. All of a sudden you go for a meeting and the power, the grace and the glory of God does not flow. You find out that there is a struggle with revelation. It happens in one meeting. You give an excuse that the people didn't fast. It happens in another meeting. You give an excuse that the sound was not very nice. After 5 meetings, go for a retreat quickly. Depletion is proof that your stewardship is being questioned from the realm of the spirit. Because the path of the just is as a shining light that shines ever brighter. Are we together? I'm teaching you the systems of the kingdom. When you see things that used to work in your life, and all of a sudden, in a succession, not just one area of your life, in a succession, doors begin to close. Could it be that you are becoming the man with one talent? This is the miracle that some of us need right now. I know some of us came believing that, look, it can be. I was a millionaire 2004, and then now I'm going down, and right now I don't even have up to 100,000 in my account. There must be a spirit. I know that apostle is going to speak one word. When I fall under the anointing and rise, that will be over. Listen, I don't want you to be frustrated. It could be that withdrawal is God's mercy to you. He pegged you at a level. He rated you and saw the highest level where your stewardship was at its best and kept you there. Notice that there are certain blessings that come to us. No matter how much, it reduces to reach a threshold and remains there. There are some people, let me use finances as an instance. They never cross 200,000. Give them 5 million. Something will happen, but when it's now within the range of 200,000, it will remain in the account. It is the level you have been pegged in the spirit as the level that will allow you become most faithful over God's resources. Are we together? Lord, I want to marry a man of God. God says, can I trust you with the assignment I have given him? Not the influence he has, the assignment. Can you stand the persecution? Everybody calling you a witch, stupid woman. She's eating church money to buy shoe and still keep quiet and say, Lord, bless these members. Or will you be the reason members will leave the man of God's church and say, I love this man, but his wife is a stranger? Can you sit in the midst of great power and still go down on your knees before God? Or you will be conscious, let me not kneel down before all these small children. Let them not think I'm... David danced before God. Danced before God. And the daughter of Saul, his wife, said, Abba, O king, have you forgotten you are royalty? You are falling your hand. David said, I'm dancing before the God who collected the kingdom from your father and gave to me. While that discussion was going, God was listening. And she died not having a child. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Listen, I believe that one of the signs that God wants to produce in this ministry is a combination of strange levels of the anointing and strange levels of prosperity. These two dimensions, I really believe that God wants to bring it in a superior dimension in this house. But the question is, can God trust you? There are people who will stop going to church, stop going to the house of God, if they have a house, a car, and maybe a few millions in the account. Do you know that there are certain levels of increase, truly speaking, that when you get to, you will not have any personal prayer request again? Really? So what will you do with your prayer time? What will the 5 hours in his presence be spent for? Because now there seem to be legitimate reasons. You can take every prayer request one hour, and before you know it is 5 hours. Your pain keeps you there. But what if the pain is taken away? May God never give me anything he cannot take back. It's my miracle service prayer for myself. May God never give me any influence, any anointing, any access. You know how children behave, that you give them something and say, give me back, and they refuse. That's how many of us are. It belongs to him. And any day and any time he makes demand of it, let it go in a heartbeat. Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son. Don't try to tell me he's the only one. I know, and I know you love him. Rise up the mountain. The Bible said Abraham got up early in the morning, carried Isaac, and was on his way to go. Today we say Abraham's blessings are ours. And Jesus said, if ye be the children of Abraham, then you will do the works of Abraham. Sacrifice, death, it belongs to him. That if God commits the anointing to you, you will not go back home and begin to merchandise. And then when you hear your pastor of your local assembly preaching, you now say, look at this man, hear the nonsense he's preaching. Misguided revelation, no power. What am I doing in this church? Open to the book of 1 Kings chapter 4. That's where he's going. And you become like the man with the one talent. And then you find out the last meeting you went to is the last. Though you think you are anointed, doors suddenly close. Not all closed doors are demonic. God closes doors. He can shut it and no man can open, including a man of God. He shuts it to keep you. It is his way of bringing preservation so that you will not be lost. Hallelujah. Increase can bring pride. Money can bring pride. Anointing can bring pride. You see, I've had the privilege of hosting God's anointing to a measure, and I know what the anointing can do. The anointing can turn you to become like a god. Human beings can worship you if necessary. It is up to you to not be foolish and rent your garment if need be, and say, look, I know I'm divine, but don't forget I'm human. My dominion is shared dominion, not absolute dominion. There are many of us who will not look for honor, but when you get it and it's rising beyond the level you know should be, you won't stop it. It's still sin. I know how far God has taken me. And when I see human beings about to dehumanize themselves in the name of honoring the grace of God upon my life, I must behave myself wisely to say, no, you have honored me enough. I get the message. Don't go beyond this. And God says, I can trust you with more. I was at Benny Hinn's meeting last week, and while I sat down and I was just watching the man of God minister, the grace, the power, the presence, I said, what level of trust did this man show God that granted him this level of grace? With a single word, brothers and sisters, miracles were happening as though it was a charm. Rising from wheelchairs as if they said, everybody stand up. Casually, and it was not an issue to him. All the honor and the glamour there, it didn't concern him at all. When he got up and took the mic, you could see his heart crying in the presence of God. I said, that's it. That's a man who has met presidents. He does not meet a president. A president meets him and calls it a privilege. And yet he can kneel down before God and roll like a child. Please, let's learn a lesson tonight. There is something about our understanding that is making our prayers look like it is not answered. Especially for those of us here who have come to receive the impartation. You will get it. This is not a thing of age. This is not a thing of level. It's a thing of alignment through knowledge. Hallelujah. I have watched people with little honor, and I've seen the way they have misused the grace of God given to them. And this is the message God put in my heart to share with us. Shortly, we are going to rise and we are going to be celebrating the hand of God here. Some of you who are coming here for the first time, I'm sure you have followed online, you have followed the teachings, or you have heard testimonies of what God is doing with the man of God. This is the man of God. This is all of me. So take, now that you have seen me, take your eyes away and trust the God of heaven to surprise you. This is all. Jesus, you be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher. Prayer from your heart. In my life, be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Let our King, let my King be lifted. Let my King be lifted high. Let my King be lifted. Let my King be lifted up. Let it be a revelation. Let my King be lifted. Not Joshua Selman. Not Koinonia. Not miracles. Not anointing. Oh. My heart consumed, my heart with your love. That's my testimony tonight. There you are, captured my heart, consumed my heart with your love. Sing it from the depth of your heart as a revelation. You are captured. My heart consumed, my heart with your love. If all I say is Jesus, Jesus.
that's more than enough. Enough to take away every pain and every demon. But if all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough. Listen to me. The first miracle God is giving you tonight, listen, is the humility to be able to say, Lord, no matter where you take me, no matter what you give me, I remain yours forever. Nothing will ever be able to take your place in my life. Not power, not money, not anointing, not miracles, not influence. Let me tell you, if you can pass this test tonight, then there is no limit to what God can do in your heart. Lift your voice and pray passionately to God. Thank you. Go ahead. Lord, I can't be trustworthy. Go ahead and pray. Walk on my heart. Walk on my tendencies. Walk on my heart. Walk on pride. If all I say, if all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough. Pray from the depth of your heart. If all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough. Let it be your prayer. The miracle is already happening to you. Sing, you have
captured
my heart.
Consume my heart with your love.
It's the secret of the mighty hand of God upon a man.
You have captured,
and I, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, not if Joshua Selman, not if Koinonia, thank God for the honor. But if I be lifted up, then I will draw beyond revelation, beyond gimmicks. I will draw all men to myself.
Hallelujah.
I'd like you to pray and cry to God. Father, mercy upon my tendencies with money, my tendencies with pride. I cry. This is the miracle service happening to us already. Lift your voice and pray. Leave the issue of house and sickness. Pray, pray. Forget about your business. Forget about ministry. Forget about all of these things. Just focus on yourself. Lord, make me trustworthy. Make me trustworthy. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to us? The next prayer point. Lord, every idol in my heart. Listen, allow me say it first before you pray. Do you know what an idol is? It's something you cannot live without. Something that assumes the place of God. A job can be an idol. A wife can be an idol. A husband can be an idol. A boyfriend, a girlfriend, an uncle can be an idol. The government can be an idol. Revelation can be an idol. Bible study can be an idol. Even prayer can be an idol. When your attention leaves Jesus to prayer, idolatry is happening there subtly. You are more concerned about the motions than the contact with a real person. It's idolatry. Are we together? God wants to bless us. I came to pour my heart because I really want God to help us. Father, there are things in my life that it looks like I cannot do without them. Destroy that tendency in me. Whoever told you until your account is fat you cannot sleep well? Who lied to you? Who made money such an idol? There are some of us, whether or not you need money, once there is nothing in your account, you can't sleep. Abba. Some of us will not be able to sleep because of marriage. When will the man come? When will the woman come? It's idolatry. I know you need a miracle in that regard. God will give it, but it's still idolatry. Lord, when will the ministry come? When will I start having ushers and PAs around? And God says, I watch your heart. Idolatry. Lord, when will the anointing on apostle come upon my life so that I will also make a name, so that this will happen? And God says, no way. You must be emptied of yourself. For the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Sing, Lord, I will bow. I will bow to you. To no other God but you, Lord. Lord, I will worship you. Nothing hands have made. Nothing hands have made but you, Lord. I will lay down my idols. Come on, sing with me.
And I will lay down my idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. So Lord, I will bow, Lord, I will bow to you, to no other God but you.
Blessed is the man that God can find trustworthy. Blessed is the woman. I'm telling you, you have not seen what God can do in your life till he finds you worthy of trust. You have not seen the kind of husband God can give until he finds you trustworthy. You have not seen the kind of wife God can give until he finds you trustworthy. You have not seen money. You've not seen nothing. I'm not talking business. You have not seen suffering wealth until God can trust your heart. You've not seen influence and anointing. You've not seen revelations yet until he can trust your heart. We're praying. Don't mind the time. God wants to deal with our life specifically. Please pray. Leave the miracles. They will happen in a moment. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Use all of me, Lord. Take all of me,
Lord. You have my everything.
Take all of me,
all of me, Lord.
Take all of me, use all of me,
keep all of me.
Anoint my everything. Take my everything. I release my everything. You have everything. Say,
take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me.
all of me.
Lord, you have my everything.
Take all of me.
Take all of me.
All of me.
Lord, you have my everything.
Take all of me.
Take all of me.
Take all of me.
Lord, you have my everything.
Take all of me.
Take
all of me. Use all of me.
Lord, you have my everything.
One more prayer and then I'll begin to minister. One last prayer from the depth of your heart. Lord, dethrone everything that is above you in my life, no matter what it is. I dare you to pray that prayer. Dethrone it. Whatever has found its way to rise above you, dethrone it in my life. The quest for success, the appetite for influence, the pride of life, vain glory in accomplishments, dethrone it. That you be the Lord seated above and alone in a place guarded in my life by your jealousy.
Take all of me, take all of me. Take all of me, use all of me. Take all of me.
Shalakata prakata sedega de balada balada bo. Shakaka parakato sada brande gala kariata kosi ada balada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that we have done the first things first, you can now pray and say, Father, now that I've given you my heart, let everything that mocks you in my life bow to your name tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Everything. If it's sickness, let it go. Please pray. Lord, I have come tonight. Teka teka leba karya takata. Every oppression of darkness, let it give way right now. Hallelujah.